zegt, oorlog per beet, mishne yudalaf, so or shall chulen vishal truma, shenafu litoch isa, lo bezek yidei lachame, lo bezek yidei lachame, ben istarfu vichimsa, if both sourdough of chulen and sourdough of truma fall into a dough, and either one of the two alone is enough to cause the dough to become chamed. But combined, they do cause the dough to become chamed. Now, if this or truma alone was enough to cause the dough to become chamed, the dough would be usher to a non-kohen. It would have the status of truma. But in this case, the seor truma alone is not enough to cause the dough to become chamed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achara Acharon Aniba. Rabbi Yehuda says the status of the dough depends on which one of the two fell in last. If the seor truma fell in last, the dough would be usher, even though the seor truma alone cannot cause the dough to become chamed. But since combined with the seor of chulin, the dough becomes chamed, the dough is usher. But if the seor of chulin fell in last, the dough would be mutter, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Mefarshim explained, that which Rabbi Eliezer holds, that if the seor of chulin falls in last, the dough is mutter. That's only if the seor of truma, which had fallen in first, was taken out of the dough prior to the seor of chulin having fallen into the dough. So therefore, when the seor of chulin falls into the dough, the seor of truma was no longer in the dough. But if the seor of truma remained in the dough at the time the seor of chulin fell into the dough, then Rabbi Eliezer holds that the dough would be usher to a non-kohen. It would have the status of truma. And Rabbi Eliezer holds zeh zeh goyim usher, meaning when both the iser and the heser together cause the dough to become chamed, the dough is usher. So therefore, even though the seor of truma fell in first, but since it remained in the dough at the time the seor of chulin fell into the dough, so both the iser and the heter together causes the dough to become chamed, and the dough would be usher, according to Rabbi Eliezer, only when the seor of truma, which fell in first, was taken out of the dough at the time the seor of chulin fell into the dough, would the dough be mutter, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham Maimer, the ancient Alpha Iser, Betchila Ben Besuk, Lo'ilam Ena Iser, Ajehebo Kedei Lachame. The Chachamim disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chachamim, whether the Iser fell in first or last, it makes no difference. The Iser cannot cause the dough to become Asur unless it alone is enough to cause the dough to become Chamed. So therefore, the Seor Truma that fell into the dough cannot cause the dough to be Asur to a non-kohen, since the Seor Truma alone is not enough to cause the dough to become Chamed. And according to the Chachamim, that is that Gur and Mutter. When both the Iser and the Heter together cause the dough to become chamed, the dough is mutter, since the Iser alone cannot cause the dough to become chamed. So therefore, in this case, the Seor Truma does not cause the dough to be offered to a non-kohen, even though combined with the Seor of Chulin to cause the dough to become chamed. Masechet Orla Parabeis, Mishnah Yudbeis, Yoezer Isha Bira Harya Mitamidei Beis Shammai. Yoezer, who is from a place called Bira, who was a place near Yerushalayim, and he was one of the students of Beis Shammai. V'amar, and he said the following, Sha'ati is Rabbi Gamliel Hazaki Noimei B'Sharam Mizrach. I asked Rabbi Gamliel the elder, who was standing in the eastern gate of the Har Abayim. He asked him with regard to the halacha that we learned in the previous mission about a sourdough of chulin and a sourdough of truma that both fell into a dough, and neither one alone is enough to cause the dough to become chamed. And he asked Rabbi Gamliel what would be the status of the dough. Ba'amar, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Lo'ilamena oisur achi hebo kidei lachamed. The seor truma would never cause the dough to become usher to a non-kohen unless the seor truma alone was enough to cause the dough to become chamed. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel agreed with the Chacham of the previous mission that it doesn't make a difference whether the seor truma fell in first or last. If the seor truma alone cannot cause the dough to become chamed, the dough would be mutter to non-kohen.